taking the news events of tomorrow, Michael Nathanson is the author of the engaging suspense novel Cries of the Eagle.
Cries of the Eagle is a suspense thriller novel that had been on my heart to write for quite some time. I believe it's a tale for the ages, and also one that is really quite relevant to the geopolitically charged world in which we live. Cries of the Eagle tells of a most ancient conflict, which continues today. It also offers a positive message of hope and redemption within the story's twists and turns.
Cries of the Eagle took Nathanson on a quest to research the premise that the Muslim worldview is in direct conflict with the Western Judeo-Christian culture.
I spend quite a bit of time in research on the culture and theology and politics of current day and past Islam, and in doing so, really developed an understanding of some pretty stark differences between Western Judeo-Christian culture, theology, worldview, and the worldview of Muslims. And it was a very interesting, eye-opening study for me.
Cries of the Eagle is a geopolitical suspense novel that Michael Nathanson wrote from a very different perspective.
I wanted it to be led by a character, a protagonist, who was not necessarily of the Christian faith. This man happens to be a Muslim, just a bright young man, an engineer, who has a strong love for his country, which is America. I wanted him to lead a different view of the world and America through this story. And he is the hero, if you will.
According to the Pew Research Center, the largest worldwide religious growth over the next couple of decades is the Muslim population.
The reality of our world today is that we are combating terrorism on many fronts, and our security agencies are working, I think, frantically to keep up with the threats. And those, as we can see by the experiences of Paris and San Bernardino, California, and other places in the world, those threats are real.
Unless there are some dramatic changes, as the Muslim population continues to grow, so does the danger.
There is a threat. It is real. It is something that our country and other countries are fighting. I think it is definitely something that is going to be very topical and with us for quite a few years, and it is a part of the world today.
Cries of the Eagle does contain a gospel message, as Michael Nathanson writes about the reality of the world we're living in.
You know, often people ask when you discuss this threat, well, aren't you Islamophobic, and aren't you blowing up this concept into this much larger than it really is topic? Well, it is not larger than it should be when people are trying to harm your country, your people. So it's not unfounded paranoia.
Here's how to find out more from Michael Nathanson, author of the book Cries of the Eagle.
People can contact me through my website at either michaelenathanson@gmail.com or the World Wide Web at michaelenathanson.com.
This is John Clemens reporting.